Dear everyone, welcome to our radio series, Fighting Peace in Turmoil. This program is brought to you by the joint effort of Meditation Master Minnim and the meditation psychotherapy communities Mindful Living Land in several places. This radio series is streamed every week on YouTube and podcast on the only official channel, Minnim. As we can see, the world is constantly changing. In this particular period of time, the changes can be easily seen in every single moment through figures on the news or significant decisions the world's leaders make on a daily basis, which is unprecedented. Thereby, we now have one of the most precious opportunities ever to contemplate impermanence. Impermanence does not only mean death as people commonly and narrowly interpret it, but it actually is the non-stop transformation of everything around us. Through that, we are able to witness another impermanence, which is the constant transformation of the inner world, the world within us. In this radio episode number 5, titled Tomorrow Will Be Different, following the previous radio episode, we hope to remind you all about the principles of the inevitable changes in life so that we can always hold a strong belief in the good things to come. Up next, let us invite you to the Dharma talk by Master Minnim titled Tomorrow Will Be Different.
Dear listeners, may you be well, peaceful, and happy. The right Buddha, after his enlightenment, saw the three fundamental principles of life. They are anicca, impermanence, anatta, non-self, and dukkha, discontentment. Impermanence can be defined as a concept of constant changes. It means that everything and everyone in this world cannot remain in their original states, but rather they are subject to changes. They either change from one formation to another, or change from this condition to a different condition. From trees, rivers, the moon, houses, palaces, high-rise buildings, to even this modern society, cannot evade the law of impermanence. Every day, we are trying to invent new technology, build structures with strong foundation, with the hope to create a long-lasting empire. But they will all eventually cease to exist with time. Human beings are the same, from the body to the mind. They are constantly changing by the second. The right Buddha's 26th century ago concluded that we are a cumulative collection of millions and billions of elements. There is no single self. Therefore, it is called anatta, non-self. Scientists from the 19th century agreed with this concept. This concept is not only applicable to the human body, but also the human mind. As you can see, an unpleasant sensation cannot remain the same for hours after hours. It will get interfere and end somehow. The sensation may change from one form to another, or sometimes it can become a neutral sensation. Our emotions are similar. We can change from the negative feelings of angry, gloss, fearful, to positive feelings of love and passionate, all these emotions cannot remain unchanged from hours after hours, day after days, months after months. They will get interrupted by other emotions. Sometimes these emotions can become stronger, weaker, then disappear and reappear again. According to scientists, the lifespan of an emotion is roughly no more than 15 minutes. It will change, fade away, dissipate, and return. This is the impermanence of the human consciousness. This process of change is called anicca. Anicca does not mean positive or negative. It is simply the state of non-permanent. However, people tend to have misunderstood the true meaning of impermanence. They suddenly think of impermanence as something that is destructive, coming to an end. It is something negative. Meanwhile, impermanence can carry a positive meaning. It could mean rebirth, growth, and development. Because the weather also follows the law of impermanence, therefore even a drought or a freezing winter cannot last forever. It must end. Because of impermanence, trees just live, give roots, then the roots and the leaves die and fall to rot, and new ones grow out and the process continues. Humankind, because of the law of impermanence, can change from bad to good, from being miserable to being happy. When we practice our meditation, we must have faith in impermanence, believe in changes, believe that we can transform from being an ordinary person to a divine human being. In the context of psychological therapy, both the therapist and the patient must believe this wound will heal. All sufferings will eventually stop. A person who is suffering will get better. While the person is experiencing pain, one should have faith that there are still healthy parts of their body and mind that will come to assist with the healing. The person who is performing the therapy and the person receiving must maintain this strong belief so that we can overcome difficulties, challenges caused by the wound. Hence, impermanence is very needed. It is a law to balance everything in this world. Impermanence is neither negative nor positive. It is good or bad, depending how it affects our benefits. The true nature of the impermanence is simply a process of come and go, have and have loss, success and failures, life and death. This law helps maintain the balance and stability of the universe. That is the characteristic of impermanence. Everything will change. How can we hold on to something and hope that it will stay with us forever and provide us long-lasting happiness? For example, you are now having a very secured and stable career. You are being admired and trusted by many. You have people who you love and who loves you. You are having many wonderful relationships. Of course, you would want all this to last for a long time, right? Then how will you react when facing the law of impermanence, knowing it is inevitable? So for now, why don't you hang on to positive definition of impermanence? Let's believe impermanence will make everything better. You will become even more successful. Your credibility will spread even further. More fame and honor. Your relationships will be more secured. Your connections with others will be deeper. you will find more happiness and fulfillment. That is looking from the positive perspective of impermanence in opposition. Looking from a negative perspective, impermanence will make everything you have slowly fade away and eventually disappear. What if you cannot remain high on your career status? What if for some reason people stop trusting you, stop respecting you, stop loving you? What if the people who used to love you now change their feeling toward you, or even worse, they no longer love you? What if you yourself change your feelings about those whom you used to love? You become bored and no longer want to remain in the relationship. What would you do in these situations? That is impermanence looking from a negative angle. The great Buddha once said, this life is anicca. It is impermanent. Because it is anicca, therefore it is dukkha. Dukkha has been previously understood as suffering. But truthfully, dukkha should be understood as discontentment. Because of anicca, dukkha exists. Because impermanence cannot satisfy every single desire of human. This is the true nature of human life. Dukkha means things will not always go as how we want it. It follows its own path of cause and effect. That is how the universe operates, and we are a part of this operation. But dukkha does not necessarily lead to suffering. A discontentment plus our opposing reaction equals suffering. We have talked about this concept many times before. If dukkha, a discontentment, is met with our accepting attitude, it will not equate to suffering. It is simply a matter of discontentment. Discontentment does not have to become suffering. This life does not have to be filled with despairs, right? Not everyone views life as suffering. Sometimes we see life as suffering, sometimes we can tolerate it. Sometimes we happily accept it. Even better, sometimes we see life as a happiness. Life is filled with many joy and love. This is when the capacity of our heart expanded. Our perception are not limited. Our energy are full charge. When we are having many favorable conditions, when things are going well, we accept discontentment easily. During this time, discontentment is just something that we are not satisfied with. It is not suffering. Therefore, you can say you have control over suffering. We can decide to suffer or not. Let me repeat it one more time. This life is not suffering. This life is composed of dukkha, discontentment, and anicca, impermanence. When life is taking on a downfall direction, our money, our pride, our health, and many of our benefits are affected. What should we do? We have tried to find many ways to avoid or prevent discontentment, but cannot. Then what? The right Buddha taught us great solutions. First and foremost, lower our expectations. Of course, as a human, we all have expectations, but sometimes our expectations are too much, too excessive. We don't need them. Our expectations are not to serve our base needs of food and shelter. Our expectations sometimes lead us to greed and fame, which are created through fear. Imagine if all of our expectations are met. What will become of us? How will this life maintain its balance if everyone fulfills their expectations? If we are all happy, content with what we have, then this is not life. We are not human anymore. This life is comprised of contentment and discontentment, satisfaction and unsatisfaction. We should have the wisdom to know what to desire and what not to desire, which expectations are needed and which ones are not. Sometimes all we need is the awareness. We should be mindful of our needs, our desires. Do our desires make sense? Because when we desire something, we must put in a lot of investment along with the help of the universe to make our desires come true. Even after we accumulate what we want, we might not even need it anymore. We might not even use it. Thus, we wasted so much energy of our own, of the people around us, of our community and our universe. The second method that the right Buddha taught us to deal with impermanence, discontentment, is to wait a little longer for both sides to change. Even harsh conditions will change with time, just like the weather. People, regardless of how difficult controlling they are, based on our past experience and observations, we know that they too will change. They lack patience and tolerance, and thus we tend to react too quickly. In the past, we gained many benefits from our society, our universe, but instead of accepting difficulties, we in return react to them without hesitations. Why do we need to wait a little longer? In time, we can build up our tolerance so that we can come to an understanding that life requires tolerance, not just enjoyment. While we wait, time will also change us. Discontentment will force us to re-examine many things, including our true self, the true meanings of happiness. Through that, we can learn to accept many unfavorable conditions without difficulty like before. Thirdly, we can gain many valuable lessons from discontentment. When faced with impermanence, of course we would react. We can resist in the beginning, but then slowly we have to calm down and realize this fact. The turmoil that brought to us by this universe are the results of cause and effect. They are not within our control. This law of karma applies to everyone, not just only us. Therefore, we should happily accept them without resentments. Adversities force us to take a step back, to remain still, to do nothing, to stop generating any more unwholesome karma. What is the message that the universe is sending to us? After all the turmoil, the ups and downs of life, and yet we still don't learn anything from it, then the universe is obligated to bring us more adversity to wake us up and change the way we are living. The four things we can learn from the dukkha and anicca is the awareness of our own attachment issues. In order to respond to impermanence and not suffer, we must prepare for ourselves the ability to detach and not depend on the external circumstances. Money, status, school, power is good to have, but without them, we will be okay too. Often our consciousness is triggered by peer pressure. We do need money to survive, but not in abundance to gain fame. The same with relationships. Sometimes we need support, understanding from our loved ones, but we don't always need relationship to a point where we become attacked and lose the ability for self-growth. Relationships can also cause us to be tied down, to become ordinary. If we have that, our relationship remains unchanged, then does that mean we wish to continue to be stuck? Impermanence reminds us that we are fully capable of becoming someone different, someone who has the inner strength and less dependent on the surroundings. We still rely on the support from our environment, but that should only be secondary. Relying on ourselves is the priority. When our dependence is lessened, we will find ourselves being less affected by the constant change of external conditions. We can become immune to change. The more we depend or attach to any object, when impermanence arrives, we will be more prone to damages and suffering. I brought a short poem as followed. Believe in impermanence. Tomorrow will be different. We will be more peaceful. Flowers bloom from rubbish. As we mentioned earlier, not only that the external conditions are impermanent, even our thoughts, our emotions, our perception are also impermanent. If we can prevent discontentment, then that would be very good for us. We won't need to stress or suffer. However, we do not always have the ability to change the outside conditions. Then we do not have a choice but to change ourselves. This is possible. If we can turn our focus inward and develop our inner strength, nourish our soul, and good sits inside, all of us will grow. All we really need is a few moments of stillness, a peace, then everything will be different already. Even if we still want to eradicate discontentment, we become more accepting of it. At least our reactions won't be as self. We won't be as stressed out. With this practice, slowly we will begin to stretch our limitations. Discontentment, impermanence may be happening around us, but we will soon view it as a natural part of life. We might even be shocked with our realizations. We might react in the beginning when adversity comes, but then if we can take a step back, realize that the universe wants us to experience something unique so that we can become extraordinary. We can gain many insights and wisdom from adversity. Believe in impermanence. Believe that all conditions will change. Or even yet, believe that we will change. Believe in impermanence. Tomorrow will be different. Tomorrow will be different means the condition will change. We will change. Also, we'll be more at peace. Flowers can bloom from rubbish. Most of our beautiful qualities that we have are usually acquired through the turbulences of life. All the challenges can become the organic soil to help fertilize the plants, so the plants can yield flowers and fruit for the next season to come. Therefore, rubbish are the necessary condition for a flower to bloom. Flowers need rubbish. In this life, wherever there is happiness, there is suffering. Happiness and suffering are a pair just like contentment and discontentment always parallel each other. Therefore, impermanence is essential. Impermanence helps us detach from our own delusion. Impermanence helps facilitate the inner self-work that would create a strong foundation of values that humans strive for. Thank you, audience, for listening. May you be well and happy.
People are afraid of impermanence because they are fearful of losing what they like and unwilling to welcome what they do not like. Just like everyone loves seeing cherry blossoms, but no one likes the bone-chilling cold. Everyone also hopes to be successful, but no one wants to experience failures. Everyone is happy as they are reunited, but saddened when they have to part. Now, we invite you to listen to an excerpt of Without Impermanence from the book There Is Nothing to Fear through the voice of Michael Dow.
Without impermanence, the winter would last forever. The snow would never melt. Everything would be frozen eternally, and no flowers would ever be able to bloom. Without impermanence, a baby would not be able to grow up and become an adult, and therefore never grow out of his or her superficial and limited outlook. Without impermanence, all the wicked and cunning people would never be punished. and they would also have no chance or hope in turning over a new leaf. Without impermanence, a wound would forever remain deeply buried within the heart. It would continue oozing poison and cause harm to oneself and contaminate others without any cure. Impermanence may have been misunderstood as something of ruin or loss. However, impermanence is obviously also of transformation, goodness, development, and sustainability. In fact, impermanence means a constant change, and it happens continuously at every moment. It is neither positive nor negative in and of itself. It is simply a natural principle that functions as a regulator for every individual in this universe, so that everything is always as balanced and stable as possible. People are afraid of impermanence because they're fearful of losing what they like and unwilling to welcome what they do not like. Just like everyone loves seeing cherry blossoms, but no one likes the bone-chilling cold. Everyone also hopes to be successful, but no one wants to experience failures. Everyone is happy as they are reunited, but saddened when they have to part. This is also the nature of human beings. Humans are inherently born with feelings such as joy, anger, love, and hatred. People, unfortunately, always want to aspire to more beautiful and sustainable values. For instance, peace, happiness, and affection. Therefore, they have no choice but to improve their knowledge and endurance. They must understand that life is impermanent, that impermanence is absolutely imperative, and they must somehow learn or practice to welcome impermanence, so it takes place with the least disturbance and suffering. To tell the truth, once impermanence occurs, especially when it appears suddenly with unprecedented devastation, hardly anyone can calmly and pleasantly accept it right away. One with an abundance of experience and inner strength would still be shaken and unstable for some time before being able to get one's balance back. This is understandable, as everybody wants to attain stability and security and cling to such states. Nobody waits around all the time for impermanence to happen and then encounter it. Therefore, impermanence goes on in its own way, and human beings carry on living in their own fashion. However, people must follow the universal principle of impermanence and not the other way around. No matter who or how powerful one might be, one cannot escape the hand of impermanence. The best and only way is to accept and turn impermanence into opportunities for self-development, self-growth, and especially to reflect whether our attitude toward life has been in harmony with our ultimate life goals and universal principles. When autumn comes and all leaves turn yellow, some poets might call it the dying autumn. Do not believe such a view. Instead, just be in an autumn forest and let your pure heart come in contact with all the unique shades of autumn, such as pale yellow, dark yellow, auburn, russet, pale red, and crimson. And we will see the ecstatic beauty of autumn, which is no less brilliant than that of spring with plum and cherry blossoms. Even when the yellow leaves have fallen, with close observation, we will realize that they in no way have vanished. But in fact, they are in the process of transforming to become the young, vivid green leaves or the flower buds thriving in the warm sunlight as spring comes a couple months later. The decay has now transformed into flowers. Only impermanence can perform this miracle. If the leaf could learn of this principle, it would no longer have any fear. As it turns out, the leaf would be grateful to impermanence for the opportunity of renewing and continuing its journey of wonder and goodness. When we live with the attitude of joyful reception of any conditions that may come our way and turn them into something of value, it is called awakening or broad-mindedness. As when we keep resisting impermanence and opposing the plan of the universe, suffering is inevitable, and such is considered as a life of ignorance and small-mindedness. Impermanence takes away winter so that spring can arrive. It takes away snow to allow cherry blossoms to bloom. It takes away cherry blossoms, and thereby new buds can sprout on branches. It takes away the green color of leaves and replaces it with a shade of amber, and then takes away those golden leaves to prepare for the next season of blooms. Impermanence takes this to fill in that, and brings that to make up for this. Impermanence does not indulge and favor anyone, nor does it despise them. It only operates on the cycles that all human and living beings are continually creating. What we do not consider is that we ourselves are also impermanent. The body as well as the mind change in every moment. We may become better or worse. Therefore, if a difficult subject or situation cannot be changed immediately, we still have hope as we focus on changing our own level of endurance and awareness. Just with a little peace, we will see everything in a different light. Although we are still worried about the upheaval out there, there is no longer panic or overreaction. In peace and awakening, we might even realize that thanks to the impermanent circumstances, we have attained the impermanent mind. And thanks to this fluctuation, the mind strives for stillness. Therefore, great thanks to impermanence. The lesson of impermanence will need to be learned again and again until we are completely immune to change. Only then have we found our true nature.
Dear everyone, after the initial message of His Holiness the Dalai Lama regarding peaceful prayers sent to everyone in the world, he continued by sending out a second letter with lots of wisdom and compassion to remind people of practical actions and solidarity to overcome this crisis. Up next, we invite you to listen to the article, Prayer is Not Enough, by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, published in Time magazine on the 14th of April through the voice of Bernard Richard Adams.
Sometimes friends ask me to help with some problem in the world, using some magical powers. I always tell them that the Dalai Lama has no magical powers. If I did, I would not feel pain in my legs or a sore throat. We are all the same as human beings, and we experience the same fears, the same hopes, the same uncertainties. From the Buddhist perspective, every sentient being is acquainted with suffering and the truths of sickness, old age, and death. But as human beings, we have the capacity to use our minds to conquer anger and panic and greed. In recent years, I have been stressing emotional disarmament to try to see things realistically and clearly, without the confusion of fear or rage. If a problem has a solution, we must work to find it. If it does not, we need not waste time thinking about it. We Buddhists believe that the entire world is interdependent. That is why I often speak about universal responsibility. The outbreak of this terrible coronavirus has shown that what happens to one person can soon affect every other being. But it also reminds us that a compassionate or constructive act, whether working in hospitals or just observing social distancing, has the potential to help many. Ever since news emerged about the coronavirus in Wuhan, I have been praying for my brothers and sisters in China and everywhere else. Now we can see that nobody is immune to this virus. We are all worried about loved ones and the future of both the global economy and our own individual homes, but prayer is not enough. This crisis shows that we must all take responsibility where we can. We must combine the courage doctors and nurses are showing with empirical science to begin to turn this situation around and protect our future from more such threats. In this time of great fear, it is important that we think of the long-term challenges and possibilities of the entire globe. Photographs of our world from space clearly show that there are no real boundaries on our blue planet. Therefore, all of us must take care of it and work to prevent climate change and other destructive forces. This pandemic serves as a warning that only by coming together with a coordinated global response, we will meet the unprecedented magnitude of the challenges we face. We must also remember that nobody is free of suffering and extend our hands to others who lack homes, resources, or family to protect them. This crisis shows us that we are not separate from one another, even when we are living apart. Therefore, we all have a responsibility to exercise compassion and help. As a Buddhist, I believe in the principle of impermanence. Eventually, this virus will pass, as I have seen wars and other terrible threats pass in my lifetime, and we will have the opportunity to rebuild our global community as we have done many times before. I sincerely hope that everyone can stay safe and stay calm. At this time of uncertainty, it is important that we do not lose hope and confidence in the constructive efforts so many are making.
Thank you.
Dear everyone, perhaps we all have heard and known about impermanence, but it is not easy at all to live with its principles. These turbulent moments are actually a valuable opportunity for us to experience and contemplate impermanence in the deepest and clearest manner. There is no better way than turning inward. This radio episode number 5 continues to remind us on our journey of returning to ourselves. Tomorrow will be different. We'll get back to work. The world will continue to operate as normal, as it used to. But reflecting on this, we would probably be surprised that it was this time of turmoil that has brought us many valuable lessons. Please remember some key words every time we face adversities, which are, tomorrow will be different. This will pass. What can we learn from here? Believe in impermanence. Tomorrow will be different. We will be more peaceful. Flowers bloom from rubbish. The 5th radio episode is concluding here. Thank you for listening. We hope to see you again soon for the next episode. May you be always diligent, strong in faith, and able to contemplate many valuable lessons in your tough journey.